There was a time when the insurance industry was relatively easy to understand and navigate, but today all that's changed. Companies are finding it increasingly difficult to not only deal with their insurance carriers regarding claims and payouts, but even to identify which insurance products they need the most. Now on America's Best Lawyers, we look at the increasing need for American business to retain outside counsel to help manage risk. Our guest is Hugh Lumpkin, a partner at the Miami law firm of Verplu & Lumpkin, PA. He's also a frequent speaker for the American Bar Association, as well as the Dade County Bar Association. Hugh, insurance used to be so much simpler. What's changed?
And I agree, it used to be a lot simpler. Back in the day, people simply pooled their money, and if one of them needed that money in order to pay, for example, for a new silo, they could take it out. But today, both the insurance companies and the policyholders look for one thing, and that is profits. And once the insurance companies began thinking of that money that was paid as a premium as a profit, they began to think of ways to keep it. So they rewrote insurance policies. They're now much more complex, and claims handling has become rather arduous. So businesses today are engaged in a tug-of-war, if you will, with the insurance company trying to figure out who should get the money after a claim is made.
Hugh, there's so many areas, but where are you finding that most businesses need help when they turn to you?
Well, you know, that's to a large degree driven by social, economic, and business needs. As an example, today, many folks are getting older in high-pressure jobs, so disability insurance is becoming a very active part of our business. So, too, any time you have four hurricanes in one year, like we did this past year, we have to take care of the needs of businesses and even homeowners who have to respond to a disaster of that magnitude. Today, we have issues that arise under all different kinds of policies. For example, the most recent claims involving Vioxx might trigger coverage under comprehensive general liability or completed products policies. We have mold issues in Florida, Texas, California, and elsewhere. We have malpractice issues arising under the present malpractice crisis, which affects the ability of doctors to practice on the one hand and patients to receive care on the other.
Oh, it's across the board, in other words.
Everywhere you look. Absolutely. And all we do is react to whatever needs that our policyholder clients might have. We try and predict them, to be sure, but that lasts as long as the next hurricane season.
What strategies do you like to recommend to companies who have not retained a firm like yours?
There's several things that any large company or even smaller company should do in the present market. First, you can't sit back any longer and hope the insurance market will help you manage your risks. Businesses today need to become very proactive and engage in loss prevention, managing risks, including tailoring the insurance purchase to match that risk, deciding what risk to retain and which risks to lay off, if you will, in exchange for a premium, getting actively involved, rather, in claims, drafting policy provisions, promoting loss control. And if a claim does arise, and every American business is going to encounter this, or even a whiff of a potential exposure, businesses need to be proactive, involve counsel, human resources if need be, and even the insurance company in tailoring the response. The watchword for us, at least, is get the insurance company involved early and often. That's the only way you can expect them to react to your needs.
Ultimately, Hugh, what are the risks of not having outside counsel on your side when it comes to figuring out an insurance strategy?
Bottom line is that the business is going to lose money. We started in this conversation with the proposition of complexity, and that's true. Insurance policies are drafted by masters of complexity. They're in the business of litigation. They have actuaries, accountants, lawyers, doctors, all of the professionals engaged in the process. And if a company does not have a seasoned professional helping it, once a claim arises, as an example, it is going to lose money because these insurance policies contain many provisions that can be of substantial benefit in responding to a particular claim or even a set of claims.
And I guess the chances of having a person on staff who's up to date and fully knowledgeable are about nil, aren't they?
For most businesses, I would completely agree with you. In fact, we act as outside risk manager for many of the smaller businesses around. Now, to be sure, large companies have their own risk management departments, but even those risk managers need help from time to time.
It's been very informative. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Hugh Lupkin is a partner at Verplu & Lupkin, and I spoke to him from his office in Miami, Florida.